Thank you, Brian.
Oh?
Mr. President.
Hi, Nelson.
Well, listen, we were shocked. But we just wanted to reach out to you and let you know your friends were with you.
Well, thank you. I hope you were shot good. you know how the fella said it hurts good.
But you're a great patriot.
Well, I hope it causes you to scratch your head a little bit and think.
Well, that's the truth, but this is not the kind of thing that I like, so I have two great friends here.
I sure do, and I'm mighty proud of it. And I hope you, did you get a chance to see my press conference on you the other day? I took your name in vain.
Yes, I did, and you were very generous, and believe me, I was appreciative. We were down, I didn't see it because we were down in Dorado, but read it when I got.
Well, I'll send you a text of it. I spent some time on it, and I meant every word of it, and while I didn't include Happy, I meant her, too.
You're a great friend, and you've got two good friends here.
Well, we're mighty proud of you and your family and all you've done, and I just hope that that you will search your conscience and do what you think you ought to do. I have this feeling that there's not much that I can do the next 9-10 months chasing through primaries and trying to control conventions and trying to fight the Fulbrights and the rest of them, the rear guard actions. And I do so much feel an obligation to these fellows, and I'm going to try to come out when I wind up. I want to wind up with the thing worked out, and I'm going to try to do it. And I just believe that people like you would always help me and not impugn my motives, but now I don't think any Republican or any Democrat can think I've got anything selfish to gain, that I'm just going back to the ranch and teach a little class, and that's all I want to do. And I believe that may make it easier for me to do some of the things that I want to do. I had to bring him in tonight, had a long talk with him, and said, now the Russians have got a responsibility here as co-chairman. They're not exercising it. About all you're doing is sending equipment to North Vietnam. Now, if you're going to send them equipment, that's your business, but if you're going to send it to them, you at least ought to say to them that they got to be reasonable and try to work this thing out, and we'll meet them halfway. And so he said, well, he'd go and report it to his government, and we, Harold Wilson's given out a statement. He's going to try to get the Soviet to move. So I have taken away and stripped all the underbrush and cut the cord, and I've got nothing to do now except try to do the big job. In the meantime, though, there's going to be a lot more that have to be done down the road, and I just hope you don't, get to too satisfied with your luxury.
I understand. And believe me, you're tremendous tonight, and we're very sobered by the action that you took. I think it was a tremendous thing you did, and I think the motives are going to go down in history.
I still want y'all to come down here and have dinner and stay a day or two at your house and visit with us, where we can talk a little bit about the world.
You just tell
Happy to pick a day, and you call Marvin Watson and see, tell him when you're going to be here.
Thank
you. Give Happy my love.
She sends her love to you, and just know that we're with you in heaven.
We had a nice visit to Lawrence the day before yesterday.
He told us all about it. We had lunch with him.
Oh, God bless you. You got some wonderful brothers. I had David here tonight this week, too. You're the only goddamn one. And I just guess because you didn't want to run against me. And now I've got out of your way, so you ought to come see me now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
John's been down. We've got all the population under control. And David and I got everything worked out in the Middle East. And Lawrence and I building parks. And then you're just the only black sheep.
Back up here. You're the greatest.
Come on down.
Okay, we're gonna do that.
Please do.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bags. Bye-bye.